Welcome everybody to our Wednesday, October 2nd mentorship session. I'm glad we got to chat with some folks who are here, and I want to say hi to all the people who watch the recording, because I do know that a lot of you do that. We just had a really powerful full moon. I'm sure you all were feeling it. Full moon in Libra. I posted a little bit about that. And I was outside earlier, and there's this beautiful just sliver, like thumbnail sliver of a moon out tonight. It's so beautiful. Also, one thing that I've learned on a Zoom session with this breathwork training that I'm doing is that if you resonate with something, you go like this. Because you're usually muted and can't say anything, and that's how you let people know that you appreciate what they're saying, or you're just sending them love, or you resonate with it. I thought that was really cool. So we can start using that if you want when you're muted, which just happens a lot. So I'm very excited. There's a few things I want to do. Feels like it's been forever since I've seen y'all. I do want to mention again the retreat. Very excited. I was working on essences today. I've created some essences only available at the retreat. I'm excited about that. And we've got a really neat weekend planned, and some advanced students are going to be there, really amping it up. So it's going to be nice and intimate, not going to be too big, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited about that. Sunday, October 13th is the next full moon. Oh, I'm sorry. We had a new moon in Libra and a full moon. Thank you. Full moon is October 13th, and then the next new moon after that is October 28th. I like to keep up with the moon rhythms and the moon cycles, so I apologize. I meant we just had a powerful new moon. It was powerful. It felt powerful to me. Mm-hmm. Felt like a real time of new beginnings, and we're still in that energy, which is really nice. They said for about 16 days, so I'm really being intentional with that. And I want to welcome everybody who's showing up now. So we're going to do a meditation and just get grounded and do that. And then I'm going to bring you back, and there's some things I'm going to talk about, and then we will journey. Okay. Let's go ahead and mute everybody. Okay. To get the background noise out. Okay, great. Thank you. So, yeah, let's just take a moment and close your eyes if you're able to, not if you're driving or anything. And let's take some nice breaths into your belly. It can be through your nose, through your mouth, whatever feels best for you. As you're breathing and dropping in, just checking in, where are you in your body? Without praise or blame, just awareness. Where are you in your body right in this moment? And is there any energy that you would like to send to that place that you find yourself in your body? And starting with that place in your body, wherever it is, I want you to feel yourself really linking in with Mother Earth, Pachamama, below you, and sending energy down into the earth to connect with her, down through the soles of your feet and out your legs, while also out your perineum if you're sitting down. Just allowing yourself to beautifully root in energetically with the earth. Sending roots all the way down into the center of Gaia. And allowing those to take root during our time together tonight or today, whenever you're listening to this. And then reconnecting with that place that you found yourself in your body. And begin to slowly send the energy up like a great tree. Up, up, up into the cosmos, linking in with the cosmos, linking in with the stars, linking in with the ether and the sun. And then reconnecting with that place where you found yourself in your body and recognizing that this is where you are currently connecting heaven and earth. So if you would like to move that and be somewhere else in your body, focused on a different aspect of your physical form, then you can move that energy there and allow heaven and earth to meet. Cosmos and the earth will meet in that place in your body and swirl. Swirl, 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 creating a beautiful vortex of healing throughout your entire physical form. And just remember to breathe into that as you allow that healing energy to swirl from the cosmos and from the earth throughout your body, throughout your energetic body, throughout your aura. Getting the energy moving so that it's not stuck, so that it's flowing, allowing you to more gracefully integrate the lessons, the healing. And focusing on the crown of your head, I want you to feel that swirling energy flowing down through the crown of your head and down along your spine. Allow it to vortex and circle and swirl around your spine, through your spine, all the way down to your sacrum. Just take your time with that. Threading through your spinal cord, your spinal fluid, through your DNA, all the way down into your sacrum and into your pelvic floor. Just allowing that circling, swirling energy to bring light and healing to your pelvic floor. We land a lot of trauma in our pelvic floor. Everybody. It's not just women, everybody. So just allow that energy to soothe your pelvic floor like water, bringing grace and ease to that space. And you're welcome to set the intention that with grace and ease, you receive clarity and insight around any trauma that might be stored there so that you can set the intention for healing, clearing, clarifying, allowing that trauma to move with grace and ease so that you can truly heal it. I recommend you do this in a very nourishing way. My experience has been that the trauma in the pelvic floor is some of our oldest and earliest trauma and wounding. So just filling that space with light and nourishment and love and compassion. You're welcome to invite in your healing team to circle up with you at this time, your guides to circle up with you to support and continued healing, as well as support you this evening throughout the course of this session. I invoke the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, San Cyprian. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together within the sacred temple, We are together within safe, sacred space within Medicine World. We gather around the sacred fire. Staying connected in solidarity and support throughout the course of our time together in this session. Setting the intention that when we close the session, what needs to leave will leave, and what needs to stay will stay. And that we will each be sovereign throughout this process. And just again, take some nice cleansing breaths into your belly. And just taking your time to reconnect with your physical body, remembering that you are connecting heaven and earth within this human form, this form we call human. Just taking your time to come back to your space and open your eyes when you're ready. Lovely. That felt good.
Can I just ask who that is on the phone? 501 412.
It's Ladybug.
Ladybug, welcome.
Welcome, Ladybug. So a friend of mine pointed out to me, I think it was yesterday or the day before, because you know it's October, and then November, and then December, and then the end of a calendar year, right? Right. She made me aware that this is actually the last 3 months of this decade. I had not thought of it like that. And I went, wait, no, next year's 2020. Oh, right. So we're moving from the 2010s to the 2020s. And I had not considered it like that. And that shifted things for me. I went, whoa, let me drop that for a minute. Now, my understanding, of course, time being relative, calendar being relative, especially the recording calendar, be that as it may, we still work with those programs as humans on the planet so that we have a container and so that we can have a sense of passing time and for all the other reasons that we don't need to do that. But even within the program of a calendar that we kind of made up in a way and has shifted over the eons, it still feels to me like an interesting program that helps us to be more intentional at certain times. Just like when we look at the moon and we have certain intentions and we look at the seasons of the year and that helps us with certain intentions. And even the Gregorian calendar. Okay, I don't know what to do about my sound if it's metallic. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Can everybody hear me okay? No? Okay. Nope. All I can do is get closer. This is a laptop I've used for the last 2 years, so I don't know what's being all of a sudden. Is that better? Somebody put your hand up or something.
Sound is better now, yes. You froze for a minute, but now I think it's okay.
Is it a little better? Okay, well, this laptop is weird in that they put the speakers and everything underneath the laptop, so I put it here, it's covering up the speaker, so I guess I can't do that. I was trying to raise my laptop a little bit so that I'm not down here. I also need a lot more light, which I do not have. What? Is the connection?
Yeah,
that's
you're
what you
freezing.
Think it is?
Yeah, you're freezing, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold up, wait a minute. Okay, let's try that. My Wi-Fi has been super weird, so if it goes out, just do a shamanic journey and I'll try to hop back on. So while I'm moving things, I'll try not to go in and out too much. I'm going to move into a living room where I'm closer to my Wi-Fi router. So Gregorian calendar, you know, the collective hops on that, gets really excited about it. So there's a lot of energy around it. So even if it's not the way that you prefer to think of time, the collective is thinking of time in that way. So there's a lot of energy around it. So to think in terms of this being the end of a decade is pretty powerful. And that we're moving from 2010s to 2020s. There's a lot of number numerology stuff going on there. Is that better? Better Wi-Fi? Okay. So with that in mind, I started thinking about it. And for me, and I sent my newsletter, I think went out today, and the blog that I wrote in it is talking about, for me, we're coming up on the solstice. We're going to the longest night. For me, solstice is the new year. That's how it feels. That's really the changing of the light from the longest night to coming back to longest time of dark, coming back to the light as we come back to spring. So for me, that's where I really work towards setting intentions is December 21st. But I did want to put it on your radar with that kind of languaging. It's the end of a decade. And I was thinking about that, and what I'd like to do tonight as part of what we're doing is, you remember when we've done recapitulation, and we talk about recapitulating your day. So we go back through the day, you start at the end of the day, and you, in your mind, think back through what happened throughout your day, and sitting with what felt good, what you would have liked to have done different, maybe even doing a little soul retrieval if you felt like you were not very embodied in certain parts. And we go back all the way to the beginning of the day so that you can really more fully land in your experience of the day and ground in it, and also have awareness of things like patterns and places where maybe you left your body for a minute, or places where you really felt in your power and that kind of things. And it's a learning, and it's also a healing exercise. So what I'd like to do is recapitulate the decade, which sounds like a lot. But really, probably what's going to come up for you, if you can remember anything from 10 years ago, 9 years ago, but what will come up will be the big things, the things that really got your attention, the things that really felt good, or the things that didn't really feel good, or when you left that job, or when you moved, or you took that big trip. And so don't worry about what you remember and what you don't remember, just setting the intention to start now and recapitulate back through the beginning of 2010. And allowing yourself to bring healing to any places you want to bring healing, maybe pat yourself on the back, see how far you've come, because you really have come a long way, baby. Old advertising there. And also, you can do general and gentle soul retrieval as you do this. If you come to a space where you're like, wow, that was kind of hard and I didn't really stay present with that, you can bring yourself with your guides, breathe into your belly and step into your body. And in that time, like say 2013, you feel like you need to do some soul retrieval. Step into your body with the wisdom that you have now to support yourself back then, and then keep going till 2010. It won't take as long as it sounds like it will, but I'd like to do that. There's a couple other things I want to do. I'd love for you to get some pen and paper. And while you do that, I'm going to get some more light. I was not prepared to be in the living room, so I'm going to get as much light as I can so that it doesn't freeze. So one of the things I'd like to do is I'm going to pull a card for each person. We don't have a lot of people, so this won't take very long, but I'm going to pull, they're called, I wrote a note for myself that says goddess cards, but they're not really, they're called keepers of the light. I'm going to show you. Keepers of the light. And they're really cool, and they have all sorts of energies. Now, they, of course, are going to go old school. It's going to be a feminine energy or a masculine energy, but we all know that that's all fluid. So, you know, don't worry about that. However you connect with this energy is perfect. And what I'd like you to do is bring, if it feels resonant, you can bring this energy into your journey tonight to support you. Also be sitting with this energy. I would sit with this energy at least for the next week and see, do some research if you're not sure about who they are, but see how you can connect, because Oracle cards have been coming up a lot lately. Students bring them a lot. And so I've started playing with them again, and it's just really so right on. I love it. So I'm going to start with Ladybug. I'm going to pull one for you, and you can't see it, but yours is White Eagle, Ancestor Spirit. White Eagle, Ancestor Spirit. Connect to your lineage. A family wound or pattern can be healed now. That's cool. Okay. Mr. Hambe, three from the bottom. Ooh, I don't know how to say his name, but it's Dharma Unfolding, and it's DJWAL is the first name, KHUL, the second name. You can unmute everybody while we're doing this. And I need a lot more light. Remember that you are on a path. Take one step at a time to happiness. So this is your card, Misty. He looks like a monk.
Yeah.
Did you get his name?
Yes.
Okay. These are like ascended masters, which is really cool. Okay, blue. 7, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They make me count when I do cards. Faith. Her name is Faith. She looks like a goddess. Faith.
Nice.
Humanity and benevolence. Stay calm. Trust the good in yourself and others. See the light in the world. That's nice, huh?
Beautiful. Thank
okay. you. And if y'all don't get all of that, just post in the group and I'll send you the little sentences. Okay. Linda Goldie. Lord Ganesh. Yes. Infinite abundance, Mamacita.
Wow.
I don't want to jump on that one. Okay. Right here. It says, obstacles are being removed. Spiritual support and connections are increasing. Nice. Okay, Rowan, I'm going to get you before you have to hop off the call. Radha, soul.
Yeah, baby.
You like her?
Yeah, I do.
Rediscover a lost part of yourself. Experience relationship, harmony, and healing. R-A-D-H-A, Radha, soul flame. You've gotten her before, haven't you? That's awesome. Trude, Trude. Oh, Trude, you got Gaia.
Oh wow.
Earth connection. Gaia, be mindful of the planet, come back to earth, stay grounded. Okay, let's see. Ember. Okay, just know religious, these are not religious, these are archetypal, but you got Mother Mary. Really, love and peace are her words. Mother Mary, let go of the need to be right. Choose peace. Mother healing is possible at this time. Such a beautiful card. Really beautiful. Yeah, I don't mess with like the religious aspect. I go with the ascended master aspect. Okay, you ready, Michelle Fincher?
Ready. Ooh,
you got a hottie, Michelle. You got Mercury. He's handsome. Okay. Mercury, it's open communication. It says get a weight off your chest. Speak up with love and be heard.
Thank you. I needed that right before this happened.
So. Oh, awesome. Okay. Jen Wilson, Joan of Arc, voice of truth. That's cool. I love her. Joan
Somebody
of Arc.
Burn me at the stake.
No. Cancel clear. Joan of Arc, voice of truth. It says, stand strong, focus on your purpose. Release the fear of persecution and speak your truth.
Woo!
Yeah, we're gonna do some of that. Okay, yeah. Judy Brown, downtown Judy Brown. Ah, Master Buddha.
Oh my
And the
God.
Words are increased awareness. That's perfect for you right now. Master Buddha, increased awareness in the and it says deep connection. Trust your inner voice. Tracy Prada, Tracy Prada. Charity. Her name is Charity. Charity is prayer and contemplation. Connect with heaven. Ask and you shall receive. I like. Okay, Sandra. You got Lord Ganesh too. You want Lord Ganesh? You want a different one? You're muted. Do you want one that gives you your voice back? Hold on. I can't unmute you.
No, I like Lord Ganesh, remover of obstacles. I'll keep him.
Yeah, it says infinite abundance, but he does remove obstacles. I grabbed another one just in case, and it's Diana, focused intention.
Oh, okay.
And that says, think about what you desire, set your sights high, expect the best possible outcome. That's Diana, focused intention. Okay, so everybody to work with for the next week. I will pull one as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because I'll do this with you because this is fun. Ooh, I don't even know what this is. It says the Miriam. I don't know who they are. Sacred vision. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. Wow, that's cool. If y'all remind me, I'll post a picture of your card. Just tell me who you got. I can post it in the group. I'm happy to do that for you. These are really cool. Again, it's called Keepers of the Light Oracle Cards. And we've got mostly women, but there's a lot of men in here. There's star beings in here. There's all sorts of cool stuff in there. So that's who we're going to start connecting with tonight for the next week. I have no idea what the Miriam means, so I'm going to go Google that. I also got these other cards, and this is what we're going to do right now. These are supposed to be for kids. They're kids' conversation starters, but I really am digging these cards. So, what is not being taught in school that should be? Write that down. What is not being taught in school that should be? Tracy Prater, you work in school. So even though they're talking about kids being in school, what is not being taught in school that should be? Write that down. Sit with that. I would shift that to what did I want to learn in school so that you can start giving that to yourself now. Right? Okay, next question. I'm just going to give you these to sit with for the next week or so. What have you improved most recently? That's a good one. Ooh. Oh, I thought that was a shark. Let me find the shark. They've got sea animals on the back. I love it. Ooh, let's look at the lobsters. So what have you improved most recently? Ooh, this is a cool one. What interesting question did you ask someone today? Oh. And you may not have asked anybody an interesting question. But it's just, I like these because they get me thinking how I interact with people. You know, yeah. So what interesting question did you ask someone today? And I would say these cards are probably the interesting questions that I ask people today. And personally, I think meditation should be taught in school. So those are just neat. If you're open to sharing your answers in the Facebook group page, I'd love to hear that when we're done. So tonight, as we go into shamanic journey, I'm going to need to go get my rattle and everything while you're getting settled because I didn't get a chance to bring it in. But again, sitting with, we're making our way to the solstice. We're making our way to the dark time of the year. We're making our way to the inner time before we reach those new beginnings. We are closing the calendar decade, and we will recapitulate, bring some healing and soul retrieval to this past decade. If you end up going back farther, that's totally fine. There's no boundaries around it. But it made me start thinking about, what's your legacy? Legacy doesn't have to be what we think it is. You know, it doesn't have to be, I'm going to leave $3,000 to the Pets for Us Foundation or whatever. It's not like that. What's your legacy energetically, emotionally, physically, community? You know, what's your legacy? So that was what was coming up for me when I was thinking about the end of this time. And because when you think about when I did that doula, that death doula weekend that I told you all about, it was so interesting because it got me thinking about things that hopefully are way down the road, but I wanted to think about them now so that I could live into them now, right? So thinking about your legacy now, don't stress about it. Don't worry about it. But just sit with, what's my legacy? Because then you'll get to be living into that over the course of your life instead of maybe getting to the end of your life and wondering. You can be sitting with it now. Okay. And just have fun with this. Just relax into it. You don't have to know what your legacy is. As you journey, you might realize what you want your legacy to be, and then you can begin to embody that. Okay. So connecting with the card that you got, recapitulating the last decade and sitting with your legacy, and of course, whatever else comes up for you. Okay. So that's what we're going to do in the journey tonight. And obviously, if none of that resonates for you, do something else. But when we do all this together in a container, I find that it amps it up and you tend to get the answers that you're asking for, because we're all asking for it together. So go ahead and get comfortable. And if you'll mute everybody, Sandra. Just take some nice cleansing breaths into your belly. And you can just reconnect with that beautiful space in your body that you were connected with before, where you brought heaven and earth together. Okay. Of course, finding your portal door. Making your way through your portal door to connect with your sacred space. And connecting with your guides. Just take a moment to connect with them. And if you remember who was on your card, maybe see if you would like to invite in the energy that was on your oracle card. Of course, you're welcome to ask your guides if they have any gifts for you at this time. Any gifts that will support your journey this evening, but also your journey in general. Letting them know your intentions of recapitulation of the last decade, your legacy, and of course, whatever intentions you brought with you this evening or today, whenever you're watching this. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Recapitulation. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Healing. Healing. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Compassion. Compassion. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Soul retrieval. Soul retrieval. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Clarity. Clarity. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Cleansing, cleansing. Transformation. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Rebirth, rebirth. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Reclaiming who you are. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Standing strong in your power. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Clarity. Vista, vista. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Vision, vision. Sacred vision. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Peace and love. Peace and love. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Understanding. Understanding. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Self-love. Self-care. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Healing, healing. Healing, healing. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Light, light. Divine light. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Play and joy. Play and joy. Medicina, medicina, medicine. You remember. You remember. Medicina, medicina, medicine. You are home. You are home. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Live your mission. Live your mission. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Ascended masters, come and help us. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Ancestors, teach us, teach us. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Help us to remember. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Soul retrieval with grace and ease. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Only you are the medicine. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Gratitude, gratitude. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Pachamama, thank you, thank you. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Mama Kocha, Mama Ocean.
Medicina, medicina, medicine. Wirokocha, wind, wind. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Inti Taita, father, son. Medicina, medicina, medicine. La luna, mama moon. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Fuego, fuego, fire spirit. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Ether, ether, rainbow, rainbow. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you, thank you. Teachers, teachers. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you, thank you. To our guides. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you for coming home. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you for coming to earth again. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Help us remember who we are. Medicina, medicina, medicine. We are love. We are love. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Beloved, sacred beloved. Medicina, medicina, medicine. You are beloved. Medicina, medicina, medicine. You are love. And cherished. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you. Thank you. Medicina, medicina, medicine. Thank you. Thank you. And breathe into your belly. You can take your time wherever you are in your journey to reconnect once again with your sacred space and your guides. Anything that you feel you need to complete, of course, you can come back and complete at any time. You received exactly what you needed in this moment. Making your way through your portal door, and of course, you are welcome to invite your guides with you to make their way into your physical space. Feeling them, seeing them circled up with you before you close that portal door behind you and gently open your eyes. Just take your time. Just know that if there were any years or months or times that you couldn't really remember very clearly, you can simply set the intention to, with grace and ease, integrate and reclaim that soul aspect of yourself during that time. In healing, we spend a lot of time looking at wounds or looking for wounds and trauma and all these things that we heal. But the beauty of it as well is that you don't have to remember all the things or relive all the things in order to heal. It's not necessary. So, I have unmuted everybody. If you're feeling quiet, that's totally fine. But I just want to check in and see how everybody's doing before we close up tonight. How was that for you? How was that recapitulation for you?
Well, I'll speak. It was hard for me because I'm challenged trying to remember things that I did, but I stayed pretty much in 1 or 2 years because I felt there was a lot of work there that needed to be done, a lot of soul retrieval. So I didn't cover much. I covered a lot of ground in like 2012, 2013.
Yeah, you just reminded me of something in 2012 that I didn't recapitulate. I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. That was kind of big. So I'll go back and recapitulate that. You don't have to go through a whole journey to do it. Mm-hmm. Just surround yourself with your guides. This is for everybody. Surround yourself with your guides. Make your way to that space and call yourself home. You can even stay where you are and call yourself from that space to where you are now and then integrate together. Most of you have done enough soul retrieval with me that you know how to do it. And even if you haven't, you know, set the intention with grace and ease that you'll, I ask the soul aspects to come home that are ready, you know, and that brings a lot more grace and ease to it. So thank you, Sandra. Yeah. And I knew it would be different for everybody. And some people may not have even really been able to recapitulate. Whatever you got is perfect. Anybody else? You're all blurry.
I didn't realize what a challenging decade it was for me until we just did this.
I can barely hear you. I'm not sure why.
My hair baked. Can you hear me now?
There you go. Yeah.
My hair was on my mic. I said it was a very challenging decade for me. I did not realize how challenging it was until we just did that review.
Yeah.
Decade.
Your mic's kind of going in and out, but I did hear that you said it was a challenging decade. We got a lot of behind the scenes noise too, but yeah, it's interesting to look back and remember all that stuff, but it's a great opportunity to heal. So I'm glad you were willing to do that. And now, you know, based on what you and I have talked about, it feels like an important time to do that.
It was perfect timing. Absolutely perfect.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for being willing to do that. How are you feeling, Tracy Prater?
Yeah, I was like, I have a really hard time remembering specifics like of year to year. I really should do better at journaling, but I sort of did a blanket statement for the whole decade with working through it. But also in my going back, it's also looking at the things I was really grateful for that happened during those too, because, you know, I feel like, well, the more grateful I am, the more grateful things will come in the next decade.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a bit of both, because there were definitely places that if I had known then what I know now, and I wanted to bring my wisdom now to then to bring me to now. Does that make sense? Go back and retroactively bring myself the wisdom. So I was looking at it more as bringing myself the wisdom that I am going to need in the past to get me here. And so, yeah, it didn't feel like any negatives per se, although it felt hella negative at the time. But there was also, for me, a lot of traveling and at one point and feeling like, wow, I really need to bring those pieces home too. But yeah, the gratitude piece, that's really important. I appreciate you naming that. Yeah. Anybody else want to share anything how that was for you?
I felt like a particular part of my body that was hurting that was feeling like it was being healed. Like near my ovary on the left or something. And then I felt like a lot of calling back of myself.
Awesome. Like that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And that, the ovary piece might have been just what you were working with, but it might have also gotten activated because of the pelvic floor clearing, and it's all down there in that general area. You know, I find that my ovaries feel it when I'm doing receiving pelvic floor healing or pelvic floor medical massage. I feel it in my lower back and my ovaries, like all the places. So that might be connected to what we invoked at the beginning, and also might be part of what you were reclaiming as you were recapitulating. So yeah, that's beautiful to feel those pieces coming home, you know, and I just try to welcome them and hug them and hold them and honor them. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for showing up. I know you have to sit in your car when you do it. But that's really awesome.
I can't get home in time from work, so I just pull over.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for making time. I love that.
But I got some like little fluffy stuff to make it nice in here.
Awesome. You're going to have like a hippie van soon in your car. I love it. That's awesome. That's cool. Well, does anybody else feel called or comfortable to share a little bit? It's totally fine if you don't want to, but if you'd like to, we'd love to witness you. Thank you all for being here. That was really powerful. I feel like there's a little bit more I want to do personally. Now that we're talking, I'm like, oh yeah, that year, you know, it's like, right. But yeah, it feels good to kind of take stock of where we are, and the end of a calendar year, and especially the end of a decade, definitely reminds us to do that. So yeah. And so again, work with those ascended masters and energies that you got on your card. I'm going to keep mine up, keep it around. In the blog that I just posted, that's also in the newsletter, I talk about different rituals, because I love to really get into ritual this time of year. And one of the things I talk about is oracle cards. Besides pulling them, things that you can do, you can take your oracle card that you've pulled and put a candle on top of it and light it with the intention to connect in, to receive, to integrate into that kind of energy. You can also put a glass of water in a clear glass on the oracle card. It doesn't have to be these oracle cards. It could be any type of cards, and let that energy flow into the water and drink it. really embodying that. You can also make essences from oracle cards. I mean, it's just like making a flower essence, except you put it underneath the clear bowl and then you leave it there for 4 hours or whatever you want to do. And 4 hours usually is outside in the sun, but this isn't a flower, so you don't necessarily have to do it that way. And you could leave it on your altar for a few hours and then continue as you would make a normal essence. So I love to work with water. Water is very powerful for me. And those are just some ideas I put in the blog. There's other stuff in there too, but that's a completely different way to work with oracle cards, to really fully embody the medicine, fully embody the lesson, fully embody that archetype. It's a way to bring it in with some grace and ease. So I just want to put that on your radar in case you don't see the blog or the newsletter, okay? So keep that in mind. You can really do that with anything, you know? So thank you all for being here. I just want to take a moment and breathe into our bellies, give thanks for all the support that we received this evening. Thank you to each of you for being here and bringing your good medicine and co-creating this sacred medicine space as we gracefully, easefully close the space for now. Blessing each of you as you continue on your journey from this space. So be it, it is so. Thank you. Thank you, Sandra, for hosting. And thank you all for being here. And again, if you want to share anything, the answers to those questions in the Facebook group, those three questions, go for it. I'll answer them too if you want. And if you want me to post your card, just comment or post in the Facebook group and I'll post a photo of it. Okay? Mwah. Y'all are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you.